from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Time to talk about the crew, which we do each and every day at 4:40 here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. And normally at this time, you know, we'll do an interview. Like yesterday, we had Sam Dykstra on from MLB Pipeline, MILB. We talked about the Brewers prospects. Mondays and Fridays, Andrew Wagner from Forbes talks about the crew, talk about the lineups, all that fun stuff. Today, very special day. Very, very excited. Today, we get to talk about the brand new movie coming out just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. And I am super excited to bring on Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call joining us now, the two guys that came up with this and made this the whole thing happen. Guys, thanks for coming on. Kelly, I guess we'll start with you first, and then we'll get to Sean. Why this? Why now?
Why this? Why now? Well, I think it's relevant in that, you know, the Brewers have had a great run the last few years. And I think it's also important when you're on a run to kind of look back at the roots of the organization and probably the time when the Brewers really kind of came on the national scene. And certainly the roots of it were in 81, but then they, you know, really kicked in the door in 82.
Sean, when we talk about, you know, this 1982 time, I know from having been here since 2005 doing the sports talk on our station, there are some people that were lamenting the fact of, why can't we move on? They didn't even win the World Series. Why won't we ever let this go? I just want the Brewers to win something so we don't have to keep bringing this up all the time. And yet, here comes the trailer for this. I haven't seen a negative word about anything because I don't think people realize just how cool and special of a moment it truly was that weren't alive to be a part of it and live it.
I mean, I completely agree with you. I mean, it. Listen, it's the truth is it's a timeless story. It's a story about, you know, what happens when a team falls or a town falls in love with a team, and a team then all of the players fall in love with fans of Milwaukee and the fans of the Brewers around the state. I mean, that's the thing. It takes place in 1982, but what it's really about is how great our fans are. as great as they are today is as great as they were in 82. I mean, all of the guys to a person say they were so grateful for just playing in Milwaukee. And, like, that's a message that's, you know, yes, we're telling a story from 42 years ago, but it's just as relevant now with this current team, who we're all hoping wins the National League and wins a World Series.
And the thing that shouldn't be lost in all of this is these are two Brewers fans. These are two guys that have been invested in the Brewers just like you, just like I have been, hoping and praying that in our lifetime they actually win a World Series before we all die. I think that's the goal of everybody. Kelly, I come back to you. How difficult was it to convince people to participate in this when you came to them with this idea?
Well, some were a little easier than others. I'll admit that. But I think as we started talking to people, this is a tight-knit group. And by and large, they all still talk. They're on text chains and email chains. And I think after we started talking to a couple of them, and, you know, Gorman was kind of our entry into their world, and Robin was our first interview, I think word got around. We were kind of, you know, decent guys, and we came well prepared. And also, you know, this wasn't some gotcha documentary. We love these guys. They were our heroes growing up. And Sean and I are both from Southeast Wisconsin. You know, we were teenagers. These were our guys. So, you know, there was no reason to, you know, trick them or anything. We wanted to know their recollections. We wanted to hear their stories and hopefully hear some things, you know, that people didn't know. And I think we absolutely got that.
Talking with Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch on Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers coming to Marcus Theater coming up here in September. Sean, I go back to you. There's, I believe, a clip in the trailer of Cecil Cooper kind of talking about how they go out and, you know, get smashed up the night before and go and bash everybody the next day. And I've known Gorman Thomas a little bit over the course of time, and I've heard him tell stories about going out to the corner bars and partying with the fans and so forth. And to be honest, you just don't see that anymore. I just don't think people can relate to just how entrenched that team was with inside the community back in those days.
Well, I mean, that's part of the fun of this movie, right? What you know, what players could do and get away with back then without cell phones, without social media, is very different than now. I mean, you know, now, you know, they can't really go out, you know, till 2 a.m. at the corner bar. But this team...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Went out every night, whether it was at home or on the road, mostly because they loved being with each other. You know, they were all great friends. And, yes, they went out every night on the road, and we have some of those stories in the film. But you know, the, another thing you can't kind of contemplate today is our manager, Harvey Keene, he lived above a bar that his wife owned.
Yes.
And the players would come out, and as Robin says in a documentary, Audrey would cook them a really late dinner or a really early breakfast.
But that's the other thing. I mean, Yount himself was still relatively young. I mean, and there were guys with all kinds of backgrounds. And not only that, but not that every single guy was their own character, but you had a lot of characters on this team, Kelly, that most teams nowadays just don't have anymore.
Well, I think that was really the impetus of the movie, hearing some of these stories and then, you know, remembering these guys with the... They were all free spirits. They were, you know, long hair, mustache, pounding some heaters in the dugout. You know, these guys were, you know, their own team. They had spirit. They were, you know, they weren't, I wouldn't say outlaws, but they, you know, they marched to the tune of their own drummer, every one of them. And even in that clubhouse, you know, you had some superstars like Robin and Paul. But everybody was equal. Everyone was fair game for ribbing, practical jokes, and that just permeated, I think, from the time they got to the clubhouse till they went home each night. And a very special and diverse, by the way. You had people from all over the country, all different backgrounds, but a very tight-knit team.
If you're interested in seeing this, go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com. justabitoutsidethemovie.com. You can buy tickets there to see it. The exclusive world premiere event tickets available as well. That's coming up on September 11th at the Marcus Majestic in Waukesha. When we talk about, you know, putting this together, let's talk about getting the footage and the film footage and all the hoops that you may have had to jump through in order to get all of that. I mean, you've got footage of fans from back then with comments and quotes and all of that stuff. How hard was that for you guys, Sean?
Well, fortunately, we have a really great, you know, team of archivists working with us. But that said, I mean, it took us a good 18 months to dig up the 100 hours of archival footage. Along with, we had recorded 45 hours of interviews with our, you know, with the players, you know, and Selig and Uecker. So we were dealing with about 150 hours of footage on this. So, yeah, it's, you know, we were in editorial for a while. But I think people are going to be really, really pleased. I mean, one of the most important things for us was really to bring the community and the fans into the movie. And I think, you know, I think fans today will absolutely relate with the passion that the fans had back in 82.
Kelly, how emotional did guys get when you were doing these interviews, remembering back to those days?
You know, I think that was one of the big surprises for us was, you know, happy to sit with us, happy to talk and laugh and, you know, memories of the season and even sharing the joy of getting, you know, winning the AL East, winning the American League Championship Series. But, boy, when you got to Game 7, you know, these guys went to a kind of a rough place. And it's interesting, they still carry it with them. They still, you know, carry the scars from getting so close to winning it all, but not being able to deliver for each other. And then I think, you know, for the city and for the state. You know, I'm not saying these guys walk around with a cloud over their head every day, but they most certainly carry some regrets from not getting it done.
Sean, what's the biggest thing that they bring up about that World Series? I mean, there was rain in one of those games in that World Series that played a huge factor. There were all kinds of different things. Does anything get brought up more than the other?
I mean, I think really what it came down to was, you know, we were one player away. We were missing one player that could have come in, you know, at the bottom of the eighth in game two or in the bottom of the sixth in game seven, and that was Raleigh Fingers. Not to take anything away from what Pete Ladd did, and he was brilliant down the stretch and throughout the playoffs. But, you know, I think that's the thing, you know, Ben Ogilvie talks about it, Bud Selig talks about it, that we were one player away. I think that's, you know, a bit of the regret. But that said, you know, I think this team, you know, despite not winning the World Series, we're making a movie about them 42 years later, so they won something, dare I say, just as important, which is our hearts.
Kelly Call and Sean Hannish are the ones that put this movie together for you. Just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Brewers. And again, if you go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com, you can get tickets to see it coming up next month. Follow them on Twitter at J-A-B-O the movie. On Twitter at J-A-B-O the movie. Guys, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. There they are, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish from Just a Bit Outside the Story of the 1982 Brewers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.